call is now being recorded.
You're listening to HorrorNews.net with Mike Joy. I just wanted to tell everyone quickly, next week look for a new Unexplained Confidential. That's our paranormal column. But right now we're talking with the universal heartthrob, Austin Idol, and he's been talking about near riotous conditions at the Mid-South Coliseum.
Yeah, Mike, you might want to say it was a horror-filled night, and that was no exaggeration. And, I mean, really what went down there that night was historic, for Memphis. And really, I think in the entire world of professional wrestling, nobody would have thought that Jerry the King Lawler, and really that pecking order in Memphis, you had Elvis, who was passed away then,
right,
and you had Jerry Lawler. But even when Elvis was alive, that was still the pecking order. It was Elvis Presley, then Jerry the King Lawler. I mean, that's how huge Jerry Lawler was in Memphis. And, Jerry had had, God knows, untold amount of hair matches previously. I mean, he shaved everybody's head, all of his opponents. He shaved their wives' heads, their girlfriends' heads. I don't know if he ever shaved any of their kids' heads. But, that was Memphis wrestling. I mean, there was nothing was out of the question in Memphis, Tennessee. And so nobody expected Jerry to lose that match. I mean, they all were 100% positive that Austin Idol was going to get his head shaved. And, of course, we stashed Tommy Wildfire Rich underneath the wrestling ring for hours. I mean, hours.
Wow.
He had just returned from Japan, and just making a trip like that, ruins you with the jet lag. It absolutely ruins you. And Tommy was shattered when he got to the building very, very early. And he hid underneath the ring. And he was under there from the time the bell rang, the fans got in, the whole thing, until the very end of the evening with me wrestling Waller. And obviously when he popped out of from underneath the ring inside the cage, steel cage match, and he was inside it, and when he came out, and between all of us, between both of us, I pinned Waller. And
right.
I can tell you, when that crowd immediately went into shock. I mean, it was the most shocking wrestling moment in a wrestling arena or coliseum that I had ever experienced. I mean, it was a sold-out crowd. Thousands and thousands of people went into shock.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big time.
It was huge, man. It was absolutely huge, And, of course, when the barber was in there and they were shading his head and people were starting to, I think the wrestling fans were kind of starting to process it and absorb it. And the more they did, the more they understood that Lawler had really been, on the wrong side of the deal. And really kind of got the shaft in the match, And obviously we immediately, all of us, between myself, Rich, and Paul, at the time, Dangerously, and Paul Heyman, we became the three most wanted people probably in the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, you guys sure did, man. No doubt about that.
Oh, and listen, and you know what? There was only a few police security outside the ring, and I'm looking around because I know this is a very volatile moment. So I'm looking around and I'm thinking about security. And when I see there's only X amount of police officers and there's thousands of infuriated, riotous wrestling fans, the numbers don't look good to me, And you don't have to be an Einstein to figure it out. But
right.
I was feeling kind of like probably George Armstrong Custer was feeling. And I already had in my mind, we get to the floor. When we get to the floor, we'll go as far as we can go. But if it really becomes looks like it's going to become uncontrollable, I'm going to go for the gold medal 100 meters.
You sure did, man.
I did, yes. So we got out by the skin of our teeth. So anyway, but it was a historic meme for wrestling.
It certainly was, man. That was it. I mean, it definitely was. I mean, you when you sum up Austin Idol's career, I mean, that's at the top of the list.
I guess it has to be, really, you know. I mean, in wrestling, I mean, I had a lot of high points and a lot of high moments with the Flair, the Race, and all the guys and top people in Georgia back at that time, including Rich, and who was, you know, about as popular as you could get, Mr. Wrestling, too. So, I mean, an awful lot of, you know, high notes for me. I mean, they really, really were. So I was a pretty fortunate guy.
Some high notes, but
yeah,
some low notes, too.
Like Red Meets Real Life.
Right. I'm almost hesitant to ask you this, but it's written down here, so let me do this. And it's a bit of a sensitive subject, but I wanted to know if you could talk about that infamous plane crash. You, Buddy Colt, Gary Hart, and the late Bobby Shane, he died in that crash.
Right.
I don't know. Do you have any thoughts about anything you want to share with the public?
Well, you know, it's something that I really don't discuss too much, Mike, you know, to be quite honest with you. But, you know, it was a night that, you know, it was a life-changing event, obviously, for everybody, of course. Bobby, especially, you know, but it's something that, you know, after I, you know, of course, you know, fortunate enough, you know, thank God to survive something like that, which in itself is a miracle, and, you know, going to the hospital and through all the rehab, which was a very extensive rehab, and something like that. I mean, it's like hitting the lotto, you know, 1 in 30 million or 13 million, whatever, if you're fortunate enough to survive something like that. It really plays heavily on your mind, because it's like that never-ending instant replay that you never forget it. It's always back there, but it was just tragic. I mean, it was just an absolutely tragic, tragic time, and, you know, it's just... It's not a good memory. I can tell you that. It's not a good memory, Mike.
Yeah, no, I'm certainly sure it's a horrible memory.
Yeah.
You want to address any of those rumors? You know those rumors?
Rumors. Kind of got me on that one. What rumors are you talking about?
You know, there's rumors floating around. You know, maybe Bobby Shane could have been saved.
I don't think I heard you on that one. Could you repeat that, please?
Do you think Bobby Shane could have been saved? I mean, everyone else walked out, or at least everyone else survived that crash. I don't know. Some rumors going around that maybe Bobby Shane could have survived that crash.
I've never heard that before. When you say rumors going around, I've never heard any rumors about that. So they're out there. What? Can you name somebody who floated something like that out there?
I'd rather not. I don't really think I need to go there.
You don't think you need to go there? I mean, you bring something up like that. What you're saying is that you think that I could have saved Bobby Shane or Colt or Hart could have saved Bobby Shane. You're
well, definitely.
You're asking
someone,
me, are you asking me that question? Are you serious, man? Are you serious? Are you seriously asking me that question? Just tell me that, because if you are, it's sick, and if you're shitting or ribbing,
yeah,
it's still sick.
It's a serious question, and I'm surprised no one's ever asked it before now. I mean, you know, Bobby Shane could have been saved that night. No doubt about it.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Hold on, man. Just a second now. Just a second. You're so far out of the line. This is ridiculous. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous for you. Now you're telling me, you're making a statement that Bobby Shane could have been saved that night. What the hell would you know about that, man? You don't know. You have no clue what happened that night. You weren't there.
Listen, I do my homework. I'm a journalist. And before I go into any interview, I do a lot of homework. And that's talking. I did my homework on this. And what I know is you survived. Gary Hart survived. Bobby Shane didn't.
Yeah, Bobby Shane just unfortunately perished in the plane crash. Yes, we survived and he didn't, you know. I mean, unfortunately that he didn't. But for you to come out and say that he could have been saved and that you know that, and you that's baseless. You have no base. That's totally baseless. There's no base of fact there. And I'm starting to pick up, and I think I'm starting to get this, and I'm feeling a little bit trapped and ambushed here. Now, you emailed me, when you initially emailed me, you asked me if I would do a little 10-question Q&A, and you wanted to follow up with a radio interview, which I was more than happy to do that, because I thought you were sincere and legitimate, but obviously, this has been a setup, and you know, it ain't funny.
No,
I'm going to tell you that right now. This is not funny at all, man.
It's
talking about a guy who died in a plane crash that night. I've never had anybody broach, nobody. Since 1975, nobody's ever broached that with me, man.
To me.
What?
It sounds like you got a little bit of a guilty conscience. Just a little bit.
You know what? Where are you located, man?
I'm in New Jersey.
You're in New Jersey.
Yeah, right near Philadelphia.
You're in Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Well, I'll tell you something. If I was up there right now in a room with you, you wouldn't be feeling any love. I can promise you that you would not be feeling any love.
Oh, really?
This
is that a threat? Is that a threat, McCord?
I'm not threatening anybody. I'm not threatening anybody. I'm just saying is that usually journalists are held to some type of standard. But obviously you don't have one.
You know what? I interview celebrities, Hollywood celebrities. You know, I interview actors and directors. You know, I'm doing you a favor by interviewing you because everyone knows all you want to do is come on and plug your ankle armor or whatever you want to plug. I am doing you a favor.
This interview is coming to a screeching halt, and I'm going to tell you this, okay?
What are you going to tell me?
You're a cheap shot artist. You're a punk. You're a dirtbag, a sleazebag, and a scumbag. That's exactly what you are. And if I was your boss, you'd be fired. You would be absolutely through.
You're not my boss.
You are a punk. You hear me? You're a punk. You are a punk.
You know what? I think you're a punk.